Hey Nia, welcome to season 4, episode 4, the one with the success evidence. Now, today's episode is where we're going to talk about what happens when you're not seeing progress in your business. And this is particularly hard in the first 12 months, right? You've quit your job, you've gone full time in your business, and you might not quite be making the income that you want. You might have had a discussion with your partner where you agreed, you know what, as long as you can cover your bills with your income from your business, then you can quit your full-time job. So let's imagine that scenario. But here's the thing, you're doing all the work and nothing is working, right? You're putting in the effort, you're showing up, you're doing all the things that you feel you should be doing, but you're not quite seeing that progress. And it's a bit of a shift that we have to make. And this was the advice that I gave to a fairly new member inside the 1K Lab, where they were saying to me on one of the bi-weekly video ask sessions that we have, where they were just like, I feel like I'm doing all the things, Elise, but nothing's quite sticking, at least nothing that is showing in my bank balance. So I said to this beautiful person, I said, look, sometimes we need to trick our brain into thinking that we're having success so that we can free up the energy and the vibe to bring success to us. And I know that that might sound a little bit woo, but it doesn't make it any less true in the way that this works. And so what we really have to do is get used to the fact that we are no longer trading time for dollars and really embrace that. Not sitting there thinking, well, I've done this many hours of work, then I should be getting this much income, because it just doesn't work that way. Right? When we're working for ourselves, when we're in the online space, the direct hours that we put in doesn't necessarily equate to direct income immediately. Now, over time, this does start to compound, right? The effort and time that you've put in does start to pay you back. But initially, it might not, and you might not see that. So here is some ideas around how you can create kind of your own success story, or like a bank that shows your brain that you are actually making progress, that you are actually getting some wins. Because our brains are so smart, right? They will either help us or hinder us. And we actually get to decide which one it is. Is your brain going to help you, or is your brain going to hinder you? So it starts with first, before we create our sort of bank of wins, we first need to have awareness. We need to be aware that whatever our brain or our mind or our thoughts, whatever you want to call it, has got going on repeat is what we're going to get more of. I find this super empowering because it means that I can actually modify what is going on up here and change the results that I'm getting. And again, I apologize if this sounds woo. It's not. And I don't know that you can necessarily say things like this are woo anymore, because there is so much science that backs the fact that what we think about, we receive more of, because thoughts are energy. Everything that we do around us is energy. And so when you start to understand that, you can start to reframe the things that are going on in your head. Now, as a complete aside, and I have no intention of promoting this, but I do actually have a book called Mind the Chatter that helps you master this process using something I call the GOLD framework, that you can literally do in under 2 minutes. So you check that out on Amazon. I think it's like $2.99 for the ebook. Link in the description to go check that out. But the first part is be aware of what is going on up here, understanding that your brain can be a help or a hindrance. And then once you've kind of got the awareness and you've started to reframe those thoughts and you've started to go, you know what? I'm going to actually help myself by not energetically putting crap out there or thinking that I deserve crap, because none of us do. And then starting to create our own weekly win inventory or win bank, whatever you want to call it. And you do that by sitting down at the end of the week. And I love to do this on a Friday. I love to do this at a cafe because those are where I have my creative moments. I do find that changing things up really helps.
And so the more that I can kind of get out of the house, the better when it comes to anything like this.
So I will take myself out to whatever cafe I'm diving with at the moment. I'm traveling full time, so it changes often. And I will go and take my iPad, grab my Apple Pencil, and I would just jot down the wins from the week. Now, let's define what a win is. And it's probably going to be a little bit different for every one of us listening to this, but here are what I class as wins. Consistently sending emails every day. That's a win, right? I did that. I showed up, I wrote the email, I scheduled it. That's a win. That is progress. I created an AI tool on my own, right? That's a definite clear win. I figured out what was broken in a funnel, fixed it, and got a sale the next day. Again, another win. You define what your wins are, but the key is to actually sit down and write down what those wins are. Like, doesn't matter how small they are, but they are a step forward. They are imperfect action. They are moving forward despite challenges. They are the things that are making progress in your business, even if they don't have a direct correlation to your bottom line. And the more that you start to focus and highlight these wins, the more that your brain is going to go, hang on a minute, we're actually being successful. We're actually getting stuff done. There's progress being made. And in a few weeks' time, if you do this consistently, I can guarantee that things are going to shift and the universe is going to start to align things for you, because the universe is going to be like, okay, cool. Lisa's actually seeing the progress that I've been helping her get. Now she's ready for
the gates to actually open and flood you with all the success that you actually deserve.
So your action step today, my beautiful friend, is to create your own weekly wins inventory or your win bank. Fridays are the best day to do this, but obviously you can do this however you want. If you want to start the week with the wins from the previous week, you can do that too. It's totally your jam. I do encourage you to go out to a space that you find creative. It might not be a cafe. It could be by the beach, by the river, in the woods, whatever. Wherever you want to go, but get yourself outside so that you are breaking the norm of where you normally do work so that you can really highlight these things for yourself. So thanks again for joining me for another Simple Success session. If you enjoyed this kind of insight into mindset shifts, then you might enjoy joining us inside the 1K Lab, where this type of stuff is just the type of thing that I share with my members. And in our bi-weekly video ask conversations, we get to work on your business one-on-one.
So it's not every week, but it's every other week, and you get to ask all the questions that you want, but we get to have a conversation one-on-one,
and I get to know your business and what it is that you're trying to do,
and then I tailor my response to what you specifically need.
So you can learn more at hustleandgroove.com/the1klab, and it's just $19 a month. Can't wait to see you inside. And remember, it does get to be easy and fun. You just have to allow it to be so.
I'll see you in the next episode.